friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Andrew's joining us right now on the fan hotline. Andrew, are you a pizza guy?
And Jeff, who doesn't like pizza?
Okay, that's what I figured, but you know, you got to double check, right?
I mean,
some people don't.
You know, my stomach doesn't always enjoy pizza. I pick my spots.
How about a nice mayo pizza for you? Nice mayo pizza.
See, he went there.
No, my point being is that I'm not pizza's not a weekly thing for me. I love pizza, so I'm like, if I'm gonna have a good pizza, it's like, if I'm going to have pizza, it better be a good pizza, that kind of thing.
I would agree with you on that, and this one is, so that's good.
Hey, we just had
former offensive lineman in the NFL, Niners, Vikings, Cardinals, Alex Boone on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Boone's from Cleveland.
Yep.
And he said, wouldn't it be great to flip the script and run it 52 times and pass it 17 this week, and that's a way they might be able to get this offense back. I hated the balance. What do you think about all that?
Yeah, I think everyone agrees it wasn't right. Well, also, when you go back and watch the game again, so go back and watch the end of the second quarter. They go 2 minute. Obviously, they go shotgun. They march down the field, and they end up with a field goal there at the end of the half. So they found some success there moving the football. Then they open up the third quarter with a couple of runs, a couple of penalties, and then, you know, the Steelers, I think they just kind of realized they're not running the ball and they fell behind and we got to throw. And then it gets out of hand, understandably. So I get it. I get why. But still, when you look at the numbers at the end of the game, you go, that's not what it should be. Context matters, I think, and the score matters. But at the end, you know, that ratio is not what you want. When you look at the weather, though, this week, and you realize it could be pouring rain and bad wind, you got to run the ball. And the Dolphins can't stop the run. I mean, the Chargers were down to their fifth tackle. Bobby Hart played right tackle last week, and I think he just got there. Fifth tackle, third running back, and they ran for 140 yards. So you got to do that. Their run fits last week, I was talking to somebody with the Chargers, which is just awful. Now, they obviously go back to the lab and try to clean that up this week in Miami, but the formula is there to run the football. I mean, if you want to get Rocket Sanders up and active for the first time since week one, do that too. I don't care how many backs you dress, run the ball.
Agreed completely.
Andrew, give me your assessment.
Okay, great. Good to talk to you guys.
Hey, it was good.
See
Peace
you later.
Out. You going for a walk on the beach while you're talking to us or no?
No, I already did that this morning.
Oh, I didn't say. Did you post it already or no?
Do I have to like document every workout?
I don't know. That's your new thing now. No, I like these little, they're like, okay. Deep thoughts with Andrew Siciliano as you're walking along the beach, giving us football information.
I
like
yesterday.
It.
No. I did one yesterday.
I missed it.
It was okay. the historical not historical context, but tonight. So, like, look at the AFC North. We, you know, the Steelers obviously beat the Browns. The Bengals aren't any good. The Ravens are what they are. They have the same record as the Browns. They're on a bye. If the Steelers win tonight, and Mike Tomlin bat on the road on Thursday night, we know that they're going to have a 3.5 game lead in the division heading into Week 8, and no AFC North team since they redid the divisions in 2002, and the AFC North as we know it was born. No AFC North team has ever had a 3.5 game lead heading into Week 8. So that's what's in front of the Steelers tonight in the icy hot bowl. So I did that one yesterday.
I don't think Mike's real happy about seeing Joe Flacco this week either, based on what he said last week. Or was that earlier this week? That's right.
It was earlier this week. I know the weeks all melt into one.
They're blending together. What'd you think of that?
It kind of caught me off guard because you don't see shots fired like that. You just don't. Especially coach at GM, it made no sense. I think, you know, my gut reaction was, wow, he's really ticked off that he's got to prepare for Joe Flacco and not Jake Browning. Joe Flacco might be able to, you know, get some, you know, throw together a couple of touchdowns and keep the game interesting, whereas Jake Browning, he probably views as an easy target, a guy he could turn over a couple of times and they could win that game. That's how I read it. I think it was unnecessary, totally unnecessary. But, hey, whatever.
What do you think of Dylan Gabriel?
He threw the ball too many times last week, but he's not afraid to throw to the middle of the field. I think he's got crazy good accuracy middle of the field. Would love to see some shots outside the numbers. Maybe his best play of the day was dropped by Harold Fannin. That play on the move where Harold on the sidelines got to look that ball into his hands. That has been a reoccurring theme. He's dropped a couple this year. He's also, played some fantastic football and broken tackles and been tough in the middle of the field. So I don't want to pound on Harold Fannin. But Dylan has done what you asked him to do, which is play turnover-free football. Got to protect him a little bit more and got to be able to stretch the field.
This sounds silly, having the fact that you dropped him back 58 times. Should they turn him loose a little bit more?
Meaning?
Everything seemed really controlled rather than, hey, let's try and make some big plays here and make some things happen. And I know the line wasn't doing a great job, and I know the receivers weren't doing a great job, but I wonder if it felt a little too controlled.
So, Nathan brought up this point last week about how it seems like he's reading it short to long as opposed to long to short. And I think there's some shots there early. If you look
by design, you think on that, Andrew? Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you would have to hope that it isn't by design. I mean, part of that could be, hey, I'm not going to turn the ball over. I need to make sure that I protect the football. Or maybe he's being coached to go short to long, but there are, which I'd be surprised, but there are some plays out there schemed up early that I think have been there for the taking. But to be fair, there have been plays schemed up there for the taking early with Joe Flacco as well. I mean, there are plays schemed up early that are almost there every week. Like, I mean, go back to the game in which Deshaun got hurt last year when he tore his Achilles. Jerry Jeudy is still running free on the first play from scrimmage. So, there are plays there. Hopefully the line can protect and the quarterback can see him. But Dylan, look, if you tell me that Dylan Gabriel played Brian Flores and Mike Tomlin and didn't turn the ball over, I mean, any rookie quarterback, that is an accomplishment and a good one and something to build on.
Give me a wide receiver that we can count on this week. Give me one that you think might be able to have a good game this week.
I mean, the answer should be Jerry Jeudy. I could tell you that when the Browns last played the Dolphins, we remember week 17 a year ago, in retrospect, feel like similar conditions to what we may have Saturday. Jerry Jeudy had 12 receptions that day. 12 in the rain and the slop. Remember that game? Miles had 2 sacks on Tyler Huntley. Actually should have had 3. They say one was a run and they took it away and didn't give him a sack. But Jerry Jeudy had 12 receptions that day, a career high. Also, something I dug up last night while doing some Travis Hunter research.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
You know, Jerry Jeudy has the most snaps of any wide receiver in the NFL this year. He has the most drops as well. The drops are subjective, but nobody has taken more snaps at his position this year than Jerry Jeudy. For whatever that is worth, I'm not suggesting it's the reason he's dropping footballs, but he is out there. He's not coming off the field at a rate that no other wide receiver in the league has.
I think it would help Jerry, if other guys stepped up, so let me throw some names at you. I would love to see more of all three of these guys, Isaiah Bond, mm-hmm. Jamari Thrash, and I threw out the name Malachi Corley the other day. He's on the team. You could throw him the ball and see if you have anything there, Andrew. And I mentioned those guys because they're here.
Look, Malachi Corley was a guy that everyone loved coming out of school. Maybe not everyone loved coming out of school. One time
at
Western Senior
Kentucky
Bowl, he had the Yak King IG handle and all that. The Jets traded up to get him just last year. We're talking 19 months ago, traded up to get him near the top of the third round. So he's talented. Obviously, he It ended pretty quickly there. Change of administration. The GM who drafted him and the coach that drafted him no longer there, so the Browns have him. They worked him in a little bit in Minnesota, or rather against Minnesota in London. Sure, someone's got to step up. Isaiah Bond had that fourth down catch last week. You know, Isaiah Bond, they're targeting him over the middle. Would love to target him outside the numbers, as I said. You know, he's a race car. Let's get him on the track. Maybe the weather isn't the best to do that on Sunday this week. But let's get him on the track and see if we could open it up. You know, Miami still has speed on their side of the ball. We're talking about how bad their defense is, but they still have Devon Achane, and they still have Jaylen Waddle. And Darren Waller right now, guys, who is off the couch and out of the music studio. Darren Waller looks as good as any tight end of the AFC. He leads AFC tight ends with four touchdowns. He's only played three games. So... You know, they have weapons over there as well, and they do score points. As they give up a lot, but they score a lot too. So the Browns can't win this game with 13. I don't think. Maybe I'm wrong.
Can they get to 20?
I would love to get to 20. Hey, I don't believe in broadcaster jinxes, but I mistakenly said during the game in London when they got to 17 that, you know, forget about 20. Maybe we get to 30 today. Alas, neither happened.
Oh, Andrew.
There's no such thing as the broadcaster jinx.
That is correct.
There isn't.
That is correct.
You know, Jeff was throwing a no-hitter one time, and I said it, and boom, next guy hit a home run.
Like, do you ever, like the guy on the mound can hear, let's say the windows are open, and Hammy might mention that someone's, or Matt Underwood, that no one's given up a hit. Do you think the pitcher didn't realize that all of a sudden, with a quiet crowd, he could hear it?
And he thought, I have a what wow. going? Oh, my God. Oh,
wow, wait, I didn't realize that. Or you think the kicker is down there. He hasn't missed from this distance in 19 years. You think he didn't know that?
Kaboom.
But you mentioning it.
Maybe he didn't think about it. It is negative thought if you want to get into the psychology of sport, maybe. And in baseball, the odds are that you could hear the play-by-play announcer if you have the unbelievable tones of a Tom Hamilton.
Okay, and Tom Hamilton.
Which happens maybe once every 15 years.
We all agree.
Yeah.
But do you think that him or the broadcaster saying it carries more weight than the guy on his couch saying it, yelling, hey, Junior, get downstairs. So-and-so's throwing a no-hitter.
It's just if you hear it psychologically, that's all. But you shouldn't be hearing the broadcaster anyway. So I agree. I'm with you on this. We're on the same page. It is possible. You just don't want negative thoughts.
Give me the other one.
Like, why don't you talk to a starter on the day that he's starting? Like, why are you not even supposed to say baseball. Hi? That's stupid.
That's baseball superstition.
Yeah. So what's it? That's the same thing.
Unless you're Kevin Millwood.
Well, part of it is allowing them to focus. It's not. It's like it's a jinx if you speak to them. It's hey, they're in their own head. They're going through their game plan. Let them do their thing. That's how I always learned it.
I don't know. I think it depends on the personality. Like Jeff and I both said, you take it. Like we both respected Kevin Millwood, who was a guy that was around a lot when we were there. Mm-hmm. And Kevin would like, you know, we'd see Kevin walking out on a day that you knew he was going to start, and you'd be sitting in the dugout, and all of a sudden Kevin
he'd come
would,
up to you and
he'd
say
be like,
hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys? What are you guys doing?
Scary.
I think it just depends on the personality of the person. I don't know. Weird personalities.
Or maybe Kevin near the end of his career with the Tribe was like, I don't care anymore. We're good.
There you go.
It's possible.
I'm thinking the Browns win this game on Sunday.
I hope the Browns win this game on Sunday. I mean, if Miami's not that good, there's really no other way to say it. But they do score points, and that is what you can't just look at their record. Well, I mean, your record is what it says you are.
There you go.
About somebody. So you can't. At 1-5, look at anybody, even if they are 1-5, and go, oh yeah, this is a win. Their defense, not good. Like 30th, 31st, 32nd, some 29 in most major categories. Most importantly, total defense, like they're giving up 400 yards a game and on the ground. So that says this should be your opportunity to move, i.e. run the ball. But your defense has to do the job as well against a quarterback who's going to get it out quickly. And I know that's always the MO against the Browns, and Kevin reiterated that yesterday. But, you know, Mike McDaniel calls plays for a quarterback that can't get hit. Remember that. Tua can't get hit. And I'm not trying to be flippant here, but with his concussion history, he can't get hit.
Mm-hmm.
So Everything is quick game. Quick. Rhythm out, ball out. He's not taking seven-step drops, period. That ain't going to happen. So, you know, hopefully the Browns get to Tua and they can bring him down a couple of times. But if this is one of those, oh, we only sack him once game, and last week, obviously, you're not getting to the quarterback, although there are a couple of plays where Rodgers clearly got antsy and got the ball out because the Browns did get quick pressure, clearly, and many of those were incompletions. But if the sack numbers aren't there this week against Tua, it's because he gets the ball out as quick as humanly possible because that's how he's coached. They had a trick play last. They had a play last week where Achan was early in the game. He was running right. He reversed field and came all the way back to the left and maybe got back to the line of scrimmage. But you know, when Tua sees him reverse field, he starts moving with Achan to get out in front, and then you see him just kind of like go, "Nope, I can't do this," and got out of the way. He's not throwing a block. He can't get hit.
Look forward to your call on Sunday. Thanks, buddy.
Likewise, guys.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.